Aaron Elster was 9 years old when he and one of his sisters successfully fled a Nazi attack on their Jewish ghetto in Poland. Elster survived the rest of World War II by hiding in nearby forests and farms and eventually spending nearly 2 years in a dark attic owned by a friendly Polish woman. Elster says the experience taught him perseverance.
When I tell this to young people, that we are much stronger than we give ourselves credit for. If we're tested, we do things that we don't think we can imagine.
But Elster does remain troubled by the Holocaust. Not only were millions of people killed, but Elster lost many relatives, including his parents and a younger sister.
My little sister has been breaking my heart for most of my life. I've accepted my parents' death, my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, everybody around me. But she bothers me. She troubles me because I left her there in the marketplace with my dad when I ran away.
Elster eventually came to Chicago and had a successful business career, but as he enters his 80s, he's concerned there are fewer people left to share the horror of the Holocaust.
Will the Holocaust become just a sentence in world history? Because there are people out there denying that it ever happened. And that's why it's incumbent upon people like me to speak.
Elster spoke this week at Alverno College in Milwaukee as part of the school's annual Holocaust Remembrance Service. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.